Proverbs chapter 20. Wine is a mocker, strong drink a brawler, and whoever is led astray by it is not wise. The dread anger of a king is like the growling of a lion. Anyone who provokes him to anger forfeits life itself. It is honorable to refrain from strife, but every fool is quick to quarrel. The lazy person does not plow in season. Harvest comes, and there is nothing to be found. The purposes in the human mind are like deep water, but the intelligent will draw them out. Many proclaim themselves loyal, but who can find one worthy of trust? The righteous walk in integrity. Happy are the children who follow them. A king who sits on the throne of judgment winnows all evil with his eyes. Who can say, I have made my heart clean, I am pure from my sin? Diverse weights and diverse measures are both alike an abomination to the Lord. Even children make themselves known by their acts, by whether what they do is pure and right. The hearing ear and the seeing eye, the Lord has made them both. Do not love sleep, or else you will come to poverty. Open your eyes, and you will have plenty of bread. Bad, bad, says the buyer, then goes away and boasts. There is gold and abundance of costly stones, but the lips informed by knowledge are a precious jewel. Take the garment of one who has given surety for a stranger, seize the pledge given as surety for foreigners. Bread gained by deceit is sweet, but afterward the mouth will be full of gravel. Plans are established by taking advice, wage war by following wise guidance. A gossip reveals secrets, therefore do not associate with a babbler. If you curse father or mother, your lamp will go out in utter darkness. An estate quickly acquired in the beginning will not be blessed in the end. Do not say, I will repay evil. Wait for the Lord, and he will help you. Differing weights are an abomination to the Lord, and false scales are not good. All our steps are ordered by the Lord. How then can we understand our own ways? It is a snare for one to say rashly, It is holy, and begin to reflect only after making a vow. A wise king winnows the wicked and drives the wheel over them. The human spirit is the lamp of the Lord, searching every inmost part. Loyalty and faithfulness preserve the king, and his throne is upheld by righteousness. The glory of youth is their strength, but the beauty of the aged is their gray hair. Blows that wound cleanse away evil, beatings make clean the innermost parts. Proverbs chapter 21. The king's heart is a stream of water in the hand of the Lord. He turns it wherever he will. All deeds are right in the sight of the doer, but the Lord weighs the heart. To do righteousness and justice is more acceptable to the Lord than sacrifice. Haughty eyes and a proud heart, the lamp of the wicked, are sin. The plans of the diligent lead surely to abundance, but everyone who is hasty comes only to want. The getting of treasures by a lying tongue is a fleeting vapor and a snare of death. The violence of the wicked will sweep them away, because they refuse to do what is just. The way of the guilty is crooked, but the conduct of the pure is right. It is better to live in a corner of the housetop than in a house shared with a contentious wife. The souls of the wicked desire evil. Their neighbors find no mercy in their eyes. When a scoffer is punished, the simple become wiser. When the wise are instructed, they increase in knowledge. The righteous one observes the house of the wicked. He casts the wicked down to ruin. If you close your ear to the cry of the poor, you will cry out and not be heard. A gift in secret averts anger, and a concealed bribe in the bosom, strong wrath. When justice is done, it is a joy to the righteous, but dismay to evildoers. Whoever wanders from the way of understanding will rest in the assembly of the dead. Whoever loves pleasure will suffer want. Whoever loves wine and oil will not be rich. The wicked is a ransom for the righteous, and the faithless for the upright. It is better to live in a desert land than with a contentious and fretful wife. Precious treasure remains in the house of the wise, but the fool devours it. Whoever pursues righteousness and kindness will find life and honor. One wise person went up against a city of warriors and brought down the stronghold in which they trusted. To watch over mouth and tongue is to keep out of trouble. The proud, haughty person named Scoffer acts with arrogant pride. The craving of the lazy person is fatal, for lazy hands refuse to labor. All day long the wicked covet, but the righteous give and do not hold back. The sacrifice of the wicked is an abomination, how much more when brought with evil intent. A false witness will perish, but a good listener will testify successfully. The wicked put on a bold face, but the upright give thought to their ways. No wisdom, no understanding, no counsel can avail against the Lord. The horse is made ready for the day of battle, but the victory belongs to the Lord. Proverbs chapter 22. A good name is to be chosen rather than great riches, and favor is better than silver or gold. The rich and the poor have this in common: the Lord is the maker of them all. The clever see danger and hide, but the simple go on and suffer for it. The reward for humility and fear of the Lord is riches and honor and life. Thorns and snares are in the way of the perverse; the cautious will keep far from them. Train children in the right way, and when old, they will not stray. The rich rule over the poor, and the borrower is the slave of the lender. Whoever sows injustice will reap calamity, and the rod of anger will fail. Those who are generous are blessed, for they share their bread with the poor. Drive out a scoffer, and strife goes out; quarreling and abuse will cease. Those who love a pure heart and are gracious in speech will have the king as a friend. The eyes of the Lord keep watch over knowledge, but he overthrows the words of the faithless. The lazy person says, "There is a lion outside; I shall be killed in the streets." The mouth of a loose woman is a deep pit; he with whom the Lord is angry falls into it. Folly is bound up in the heart of the boy, but the rod of discipline drives it far away. Oppressing the poor in order to enrich oneself and giving to the rich will lead only to loss. The words of the wise. Incline your ear, and hear my words, and apply your mind to my teaching, for it will be pleasant if you keep them within you, if all of them are ready on your lips. So that your trust may be in the Lord, I have made them known to you today, yes, to you. Have I not written for you 30 sayings of admonition and knowledge, to show you what is right and true, so that you may give a true answer to those who sent you? Do not rob the poor because they are poor, or crush the afflicted at the gate, for the Lord pleads their cause and despoils of life those who despoil them. Make no friends with those given to anger, and do not associate with hotheads, or you may learn their ways and entangle yourself in a snare. Do not be one of those who give pledges, who become surety for debts. If you have nothing with which to pay, why should your bed be taken from under you? Do not remove the ancient landmark that your ancestors set up. Do you see those who are skillful in their work? They will serve kings; they will not serve common people.